This is Colin's song.
Jesus.
Ah, right.
He's taking over the show.
Neil Sedaka.
Fucking Colin.
Turn it up.
Turn it up for Colin.
This is great.
You got lots of videos.
Oh, yeah.
I want all the listeners to watch the video at home.
Yeah.
Midnight Special, Neil Sedaka, Bad Blood.
Real, it's got to be the most awful thing ever.
Colin turned into a weirdo. You're just a weirdo now.
What am I supposed to be on Twitter going, hey, fans, try to catch me? Yeah, fuck that shit. All I'm trying to do is tell people Twitter's retarded.
Exactly. Thank you.
I'm just about there. I agree with you.
It's like,
well, you saw,
I agree with you.
Kenya Martin had a nervous breakdown.
Who?
Kenya Martin. He lost it and then ended his Twitter account.
Really?
What happened? Everybody hope you get AIDS and die and this and that. And he just left Twitter.
You could just blow up shit with Twitter and then leave.
They left Twitter.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
They left.
Colin doesn't do one, like, real or, you know, right. I think honest tweet. There isn't, there's no plugs for shows.
Twitter doesn't deserve that.
There's no. See, you're playing it perfectly. Because Colin's shit is so anti-Colin.
Yeah.
But people buy into it.
Of course
they do. We could say it like this and say, look, Colin is bullshitting you on Twitter, but then you'll post something
and then
people
will
be like, you're an asshole.
It's amazing.
No one gets it.
They don't get it.
It's sad, but it's also an indication of what goes on, like the fact that we were just talking about his new buddy, Troy Davis, and it's like, if I go on there and I'm like, hey, Troy Davis, what a shame, another great person with a lot of potential dies. Half the people are outraged because they think I'm serious. The other half are like, yeah, I agree with you.
Well,
yeah. No one goes, he's just being an asshole.
I wrote, Al Davis dies, Raiders are back.
Yes. Yeah.
That's good.
And people are mad. I go, what are you mad at? That he died or the Raiders are back?
Yeah.
Like, I understand what you trying to meld the context, but it was two facts that I stated. And Twitter world...
Not good.
I love the Twitter thing because you really can fuck with people, and it's just fun to do. That whole Casey Anthony thing.
Oh, my God.
Just I would specifically find women from the Orlando area, because you could search, knowing that they were going to... Mothers from the Orlando area, knowing that they know the case, they're fucking... It's in the news crazy all over the country. Down there, it's even worse. And I was able to just start retweeting them, but altering their tweets... to make it seem like they were sympathetic to Casey Anthony.
Oh.
And they would be like, I never said that! Whoa. Like, thinking they could sue me for altering their tweets.
You were able to alter their tweets?
Yeah.
You just quote the tweet.
You just retweet them, and then change their tweet. It's great.
You ever see Malcolm X? And he goes, that's too much power for one man.
It is too much power for one man.
That's how you really feel.
Yeah. And I was like, and then I would retweet it, alter their tweet, and then be like, oh my God, at least you're thinking like me and agree that she needs to be set free. And they tweet every 3 minutes about how guilty she was and how she should
get the
chair.
And they said they were going to sue you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to sue you for slander. All of a sudden, everyone's a lawyer. Everyone's a doctor.
Then Opie started up at the wrong hornet's nest. I wouldn't fuck with Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber.
Yeah,
I didn't mess with the fucking Beliebers. They don't play games.
I haven't even talked about that one on the radio yet.
That's crazy.
That was the same time you were going. You were having your own
thing. But Justin and then they got some serious...
What happens?
Tense followers.
You just get bored with the whole Twitter thing, so you want to stir shit up.
Yeah.
Everyone's thinking, like, what's the end game with Twitter? Like, what is it?
How do they make money?
How does it go? How does it end?
No, how does it end for you
individually?
Personally.
Like, do you just continue the rest of your life tweeting what you had for dinner and shit? I mean...
But you don't do that. There's some people
I don't.
Just...
But I mean, like, I'm not talking about, like, me or
but
you or anybody.
But you do have tweet needs.
Yeah.
Here's what Twitter just fucked up. Twitter just fucked up.
There are tweets.
And I said this before, Twitter fucked up the idea that celebrities are better than you. That's all. That's what it's done.
Got it? That is
it's
true.
It's just, I'm better than you. Now, I don't have, Norton has a lot of followers.
Yeah.
I have less than Norton, but we're in the thousands. Colin hates it, and he's in the thousands.
Yeah.
But this fucking Squares, who got 70... Yeah. And it's just that's what they do and that's what it is and you get people to go, hey man, you know, you don't tweet enough.
For what?
Suck a dick, man.
I've seen people with literally 10 followers and 10,000 tweets.
Yeah.
They felt that they needed to get what they had to say out to 10 people.
Yeah.
10,000
And motherfuckers
times.
That know you and say what's up to you on Twitter. Like,
yeah.
Don't fuck it. Norton did it. Don't fucking acknowledge me.
Wait, when did
Twitter,
I say
you,
hi to
you? You right. Toilet in the head. In a dumb avatar with his fucking face in the toilet. Why does Norton have to be a creep all the time?
Because they won't
Why can't
verify
he smile?
It.
Just, hey, hi, guys. I'm yeah, a fucking, yeah. His head's
right.
In the toilet.
A fucking 8x10. Like, my name's 8x10.
Yes.
I'm an 8x10.
Because they got a lovely 8x10.
It had to be verified, so I had to take a picture on the spot.
He verified.
I verified myself. They won't verify me.
Damn, licking a toilet.
Why would they verify us? I'm sure I'd be doing.
Did I hear something? 8x10 like I have up there.
When did I say hi to you on Twitter? What was I doing?
You said something.
There's idiots that are verified and we're not verified. Why?
I like the fact that Norton had a lonely moment where he reaches out to Patrice, and in true fashion, as we all are as comedians, Patrice's like, fuck you, Norton. Even though they're friends, he's like, hey. In this cold
Patrice has to say fuck you all the time.
That's not true.
You have to say fuck you all the time.
Colin does the same shit. You cannot. If you go, hi, Colin, he goes, ooh. What are you fucking? I saw that coming from fucking. Hello, Colin. don't fucking call me with the fact that you sit and you thinking you're sitting there looking at your fucking TV and you just fucking. I know I got a replay of my fucking special on and you just go, oh, let me. It's just, hi, Colin. How
just
are you?
From saying
and
hi,
you, when you call him, you know he's making a decision on whether to answer the phone or not. Stop trying to be a mysterious, coy old man. No one, you're not James Bond. You fucking small dick Mick.
First of all, I don't like the fact. And by the way, just because Colin hurts you, you don't have to hurt me, bully.
Yeah, you went after Jimmy for no reason.
Exactly.
Patrice.
I love the fact that this guy projects whatever shit he's going on, but he's fucking not in. I answer my phone all the fucking time.
He's lying.
How do you say agoraphobia in fucking Ebonics?
Just say agoraphobia, you racist. What? Why?
I don't want you to mistake it for like your cousin's middle name. Yeah, that's right.
Is that a Toyota to sell joke? You're sicking me.
That's good.
Fucking assholes.
It's good. It's good. It's good.
God damn it.
He leaves his house for a gig at like the fucking St. Louis Punchline once every 3 months. And then he goes back, sits there waiting for his
act. It's the same.
I'll tell you exactly what he is.
He needs to stop.
He's like a tribal king in the middle of New Jersey. He has like six.
Colin,
he has
Colin,
six.
Colin is six every.
Black,
he's every
six
criminal.
Black open micers.
He's,
that wait
he's every
his house.
Criminal. He's every criminal from all elector books mixed up. He thinks he's out enjoying the day. He lives on the 55th floor of a 57th floor building. He's almost at the top.
I look like
he cries on a regular basis. It's nothing worse than an Irish man that doesn't drink to get it all out. He's a sober Irish angry sad man.
Do you cry a lot, Colin?
Yes,
I
does.
I realized
inside,
the other day,
but his tear ducts are all dead. So it's just tears all in
up.
His liver. It's just. It seeps in his body. He's a big tear.
Too old to get the tears up to the ducts.
He's salty.
I realized the other day that my life for the past 7 years has followed Whitey Bulger's in many ways.
We're all miserable. Do you understand how much I miss Tough Crowd? We're all miserable.
Everybody
and
does.
And now we're
man,
all split up. I'm telling you, I'm obsessed with Tough Crowd. We all split up.
It was
great
fucking
show, man.
Great.
And it's just everybody's by themselves sad.
Then why don't we pitch it somewhere else? Why don't you pitch it somewhere else? There's a million more networks now.
Shit, I didn't even think of that.
I hate him so much.
But I mean, did you pitch it or did you just think about it? And
you
do
shut the fuck up! I'm Norton!
Hold on. You don't know how to pitch it either. That's
course.
A fair question.
He did.
Of course
he did.
The reason it makes me mad, exactly.
And then you got a lot of
these. Right when it was ending. This dope who thinks he's in showbiz. The thing that bothers me the most is Norton sometimes thinks he's in showbiz. He's like, yeah, you know, I met this. And it's like somebody from like 14 years ago that I know, you know. It's like, yeah, I know. And he's like, you should picture the other play when it first ended, like HBO or FX. Like, I didn't have a fucking TV. I didn't know
yeah, you don't even know what's
I was
on.
Like, oh, because they're like, well, I mean, you know, I was like, really? It's a fair. Of course, I fucking. And then I have my
you
top
got
team.
The you got the Tough Crowd out there in watered down versions now too, man. All over the fucking place.
Comics Unleashed is funny.
Oh,
holy shit! When I see the collection of nothing. Oh. On that
be
fucking
more
thing. I, every time I go by it on the channel guide, I stop just to see who's on, and it's like, really?
No, but the best part is they'll have like a segment where they're like, so you think the administration should invade Iran, and the guy does 2 minutes on Iran, and they go, no, you don't like first states. The next question. It's like,
wait, what? Yeah.
But Byron Allen does it. It's seamless the way he does it, though. Like, you never realize he knew what they were going to say.
Can you imagine that show is on TV? Can you imagine this, the amazing, like, look, Byron, I don't know Byron Allen, but that show, as a comic should just stop doing that show.
Not on every level. I think they have, if you look at the lineup.
I hear you like cheese, and it's just, that's what it is, and it's like, it's so fucking bad.
Set up for my act, so I could do a part of my act, and then go to the next comic.
And he's making millions off of horseshit.
Yeah.
He got one called Comedy.TV, and it comes on at 4 in the morning on various, and won't pay for flights, won't pay for
nothing.
Just, and want you to come and do this show that no one knows is going to be on when, how, and where.
You know, fuck yourself.
It's so fucking amazing. Yeah.
I watch Tough Crowd clips sometimes on YouTube, and it still really does make me angry that it got off the air. I'm not mad about other projects I've done that have failed, but that one, two seasons. But that one still really bugs me. Yeah.
It's 03
and 04.
It ended 7 years ago. It's almost like the anniversary.
Holy shit.
I can't believe that's been off the air for seven years.
7 fucking years.
That's when we got back on radio.
Yeah, one month overlap.
Perfect for Jim Norton. Jim seamlessly jumped from coattail to coattail.
Holy shit, you guys were.
Dude, I went from
Jim
Jumpling.
We weren't on the radio.
I went from radio, August of 02, off the air. November of 02, we started doing the writing and stuff like that for Tough Crowd, and eventually the fucking first 8 episodes.
What do you mean, the writing? You mean,
Keith and I would be in the office together, and sometimes we were tuckered out, so we would put our feet up and fall asleep while other people were writing.
I made the mistake of trusting some of these assholes to be part of the creative process.
Yeah.
I walk in, him and Keith be sitting there, and it's the early days of, like, you know, porn. So, of course, Norton was always on a porn site.
On a Mac, yeah.
Yeah. And Keith is just like half asleep, like a fucking sleeping frog.
I'm fucking
God
tired.
Damn it, I'm tired.
I had some fun. I drove 2 hours to get here.
Geraldo would at least be working hard because he was in the other office and
look
DePaulo.
Where that got him.
Yeah.
See?
Exactly.
But even then, nobody really put in a good, honest effort.
I would have.
No, you wouldn't have.
You in the doghouse with me until 2 weeks after that, remember?
What happened?
Oh, me and Colin had it. We had a
fucking falling out.
A real blowout? Look, white people are so sensitive. I had a falling out with the owner of the cell at the same time. No. Yes, because this was the NBC one.
Yeah.
And,
oh, right, yeah.
Walk us through this. What happened?
I'll tell you exactly what happened. No, I don't want you. I want you to tell the story. Right. I don't want you to.
All right, let Colin try.
One thing about Irish people, we remember every fucking little incident.
But here's the thing.
To this day, I'll tell you exactly what happened.
He fucking thinks it was my fault, and I don't think it was my fault. And he wouldn't let me apologize.
All right, let's
go. That's why.
He's right about that. Doesn't that sound like a perfect example of my character and his, that I wouldn't let him apologize?
No, yes.
You can just envision that.
Let's envision that based on the two people we know here.
I won't let you apologize.
He had overthinking face during, hey, you know what? I didn't mean that. You couldn't even have a context and not meaning how he took it.
Well, oh, really?
It's how he felt. There's a saying called...
You remember what happened?
I do.
All right, wait. Let me tell the story.
Let me say this last thing.
Okay.
It's a thing called intent versus impact. What I intended
to
happen...
Thank you, Reverend Run.
Thank you. I intended not for him to take it the way it was, and someone else was the catalyst in this, and I hope that...
He sounds like he's talking to his legal aid lawyer.
I hope that he says the party that kind of was started.
All right, let him talk.
The party,
I want to hear Colin.
My intent, Your Honor, was not what the impact.
Don't be
of
racist,
that
man. I'm tired of you of these fucking pink skin people that other white people hate. Irish are the niggas of white people. We should be together. I love Colin,
Your Honor,
but he's somehow racist.
My intent was not my impact on the obviousness. Your
go
Honor.
Ahead. Go ahead.
7 years ago, right?
Go ahead with his new style. Instead of combing it over, he just lets it go crazy like this on purpose.
He's 2 weeks away from kicking a football and missing it.
You might have lost a few up there. This fucker's trying to do the something about Mary's sperm hair. And it's just...
You're damn right I am.
Son of a bitch. Good. I'm glad you're going bald. So now tell the story.
Right. Fuck.
Asshole.
First of all.
Don't forget the meeting that he had with me and my mother in the room at the same time.
I'm glad you're on board. Go tell the story. All right. This nincompoop.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I heard that, motherfucker. Go ahead. That's
It's a long, boring story. I'm too big to tell the story, but I'll give you the quick one. Ready? The quick one is, I bring these nobodies, truly, onto NBC against, by the way, which cost that show, we do, because I had to go against certain powers that be to get these, once again, no names on this show when they wanted to go with a certain type of show. And I was like, no, these guys are hilarious. We hang out at the cellar. It's going to be great. We do 3 episodes on NBC. It goes great. These guys get shit. I didn't even make that much money, but these guys got really shit money. So they expected, because, like I said, amateurs in the business, we should have got paid big money. It's live television. So they get, like, what, $2,000 a show, something like that. So they're like, well, we're supposed to go. So the one with the cellar one day, they start busting my balls, especially Patrice, of course, the leader. Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, let me tell the story now. Now you remember.
Busting balls. Don't listen to busting balls. Bustin balls. Well, now. We were teasing balls. Them. We were teasing them.
I understand. Totally busting balls.
Okay.
Keeps doing it. And you can tell, like, they keep doing it, and the whole table's getting, like, kind of angry. Like, Wanda Sykes is there. She's getting annoyed. Manny's getting annoyed. And even I'm like, all right, guys. And you could tell there was, like, a lot of anger underneath. Like, it wasn't just normal busting balls.
You couldn't tell.
And it didn't stop. Yeah, Wanda Sykes is a professional comedian.
Colin isn't mad now. But look how mad he is. How the fuck do you know Colin is fucking hurt? He's a closed man. He doesn't smile when he's happy. He doesn't cry when he's sad. He's this. How the fuck do I know his feelings are getting hurt while we busting his balls?
All right, let him continue.
So anyway, it turned into, according to all the people at the table except Patrice, it turned into an uncomfortable kind of angry thing that he was going for. So after a while, I was like, all right, fine.
Not true, though.
I go, shut up. Okay. So then Wanda speaks up for me. Wanda goes, you guys, you understand she basically pinned out, even though she wasn't a part of the show. Do you understand how him getting you no names on the show, probably how that uncomfortable was. So then you have the black man, black woman fight, which is going on for hundreds of years, where it's like, you know, we work all day and you guys sit around and wait for us to go home and they're like, oh, fuck you, you know. They have their own tension. They have their own tension. First and 15
tension. Stop reading the Willie Lynch papers to me, you fucking douche. I don't like how Colin sneakily learns about black people and then attacks you with it in front of white people that don't know. Sneakily. Asshole, go ahead. I know about the busing situation in Boston, motherfucker. By the way, we are joking the whole time, but
things got ugly.
Manny, I'm gonna tell you, Colin wasn't there until Wanda opened her fucking mouth. And she's drunk, and she's like, "Y'all saying some fucked up shit about Zabba's ever." And then,
not true.
Let me tell you how fucking me.
The whole table
me and
was
Manny,
uncomfortable.
Manny, no, they wasn't. And Manny, we had him out because I said, "Manny, your teeth are fantastic."
Was that the same night?
It's a year later. This guy's crazy.
Wait, I'm saying these
are the people.
Do you want to hear the rest of the story?
Patrice, you gotta let him finish.
You'll have a digress.
He's digressing because he sees that I have every beatdown.
Colin, I need
motherfucker.
I need to know who was at the table too.
Keith.
Patrice is stressing that everyone was joking and Colin. No matter what Colin says during this, No matter what Colin says during this story. Remember that Patrice's side of this whole thing is that they were joking.
Right, Let's just keep that, by the way, the great amateur comics excuse for everything.
No.
Hey, it's a joke.
No.
Fuck you. Let me finish that story.
Anthony,
listen to what he's saying.
Uh-huh.
Somebody should have known. There's no onus on him to go. Well, it's getting uncomfortable, and when it got uncomfortable, I apologize. He's not saying that for what it did to him, but I was joking. He wouldn't take that as a joke. He's not saying that.
All right, let him finish
the story. I
want to hear the whole story.
Yeah, then we can get into it.
Fast, it was Patrice, Keith, Wanda. Who else? Do you remember, Colin?
Manny. No, I don't remember.
Manny.
But,
okay, good.
I remember.
But all right, who else?
Who else was there?
You're a liar. You don't remember now. I knew he didn't remember. That's why. I remember the whole story, so he wasn't getting a little credit. Like, I remember one day. You don't. Let's move on.
I remember the story.
Yeah, they always lie.
Colin didn't get hurt.
All right, let him finish.
Let him finish.
See, that's a true sign of a sociopath. They try to twist the story like, oh, here's what happened. You would never hurt.
This is a straight up story. This is a straight up story without any digs at it.
I'm never going to hear the story.
And then afterwards, I'm not falling for this horseshit.
As much as I love Colin, I will afterwards tell the story of the time I accidentally hurt him and didn't know until he yelled at me.
Oh, he's a fucking...
He's hard to read sometimes.
He won't say that he's hurt.
Did me and Ann ever hurt your feelings?
Of course you have.
Okay, good.
Oh, good.
Oh, we have? We just don't know it?
Just don't fucking know it. He's a sensitive prick.
Sometimes it's hard to tell a Kyle because like Kyle, like it, like you'll say something and he'll go like shut your mouth.
Yeah.
And you're afraid to be sensitive because you don't know if he's the, so if he's like honestly telling you something. No.
He's Ebenezer Scrooge with no ghost.
Okay, but let's not forget what happened here.
Okay, let's get the whole story.
I went and literally caught, you know, the whatever politics went on to make sure that these motherfuckers were on this show twice. Once on NBC, you know what I mean? And they're both amazing. I'm not acting like I did somebody a big favor,
but I did. And they didn't have names.
I definitely,
and we love you, you could all agree that I paid the price for this.
Okay. So, anyway, So anyway, with this big blowout, we don't talk for a few months. You know what I mean?
He had a big blowout, and he didn't talk to me for months.
But everybody else at the table was totally comfortable with it and felt it was totally broke.
I'm trying to say, wait, Colin,
were you yelling at the table? Did you guys?
Yes, it turned ugly at the table.
Okay. No. Oh, Jesus. In what way did it turn ugly?
What were you saying back, Colin?
Colin did not get ugly. Colin got quiet, and then he mumbled his anger.
Hurt.
Like, when I go, hey, Colin, man, what's the... I was surprised. I really was. And that's when Colin goes...
You felt it was too real.
He got real. I did say he did, because it got weird, because I felt like Wanda was trying to defend me. It's like, oh, great, now I got somebody having to defend me. And I was like, it was kind of uncomfortable. Yeah, that's true. And then she goes, and I go, what's kind of out? I didn't say, I just said, what's kind of uncomfortable?
First
of all, let's not act like you've gone out of your way. It's not, if we...
I did. I said sorry.
Anyway.
And you wouldn't accept it. Just say that part. Did I apologize, Colin?
I don't remember, but I guarantee you did.
Irish people remember everything.
It was with that loud, kind of like hypocrite.
It was like, oh, I'm sorry.
This hypocrite. He probably said sorry. No, if he said sorry, I guarantee it was like, I guarantee if he apologized, it was like when the, you know, some lady brings a kid up to school and goes, to, say you're sorry to the teacher. I'm sorry.
Oh, and they don't really mean it.
Absolutely not.
So anyway.
I was very contrite, which is how white people like it.
Yeah. We just like the fact that you know that word.
You were supposed to call him Mr. Collins when you said
Mr.
sorry.
Mr. Collins, sir. Mr. Collins. I even said Mr. Collins.
Here's one of,
Mr. Collins.
Here's one of the... All right, well, that's a sidetrack. I'll get to later.
You gotta let him talk. Absolutely. People want Colin.
Shut the fuck up.
They want to hear Colin.
This is the people. This is what you're gonna get a chance.
I'm telling you, I want to hear Colin's side.
This is what fucked up Colin. Those are the people, that's Wanda. That's them.
You mean reasonable human beings that don't like a 50 minute black filibuster?
All right, go ahead.
You're a black filibuster.
Tell them to shut the fuck. Fuck them.
You're right.
I want to hear Colin for a second.
No, he's got a good point, though. Those people were really aberrant. They wanted me to actually complete sentences instead of getting interrupted every 2 minutes for a 20-minute
filibuster. A lot of interrupting going on. That's what they're getting at.
It's emotional.
Anyway. I'm gonna shut up.
Oh, fuck.
Wait.
Before you do, this is important. I do want to say I'll be at the Pittsburgh Improv the 20th through the 22nd of this month.
20th and
27th. I swear I'm gonna shut up.
I don't think you can shut up for a minute.
I will.
Oh man, don't reverse psychology me ever.
I don't think so.
You make me want to talk.
Don't you ever make me shut up as a bet, motherfucker. Okay, Cal.
Go ahead. Here's the problem.
You're not going to get your Carolina. Well, let me just sidetrack for a minute. Here's the problem. So then, whatever happens, we start doing Comedy Central. Of course, you know, I'm like, me and Patrice ain't talking. I'm like, he ain't coming on the show. You know what I mean? I don't want him involved. Even though, of course, I love him. I want him on the show. Yeah, I think he's amazing. And, you know, a couple of emissaries are like, how about you and Patrice? I go, fuck him. You know what I mean? Because he didn't really apologize to me. I know he didn't. Finally, we set up a big,
like one of those summit meetings, a big summit, me and Patrice.
And my mother.
And his mom.
And mom.
Your luckily, mom? She was in the room.
His mom shows up, thank God, because I was talking to somebody reasonable. And literally, she's sitting there explaining, as she's done with every well-intentioned white teacher like myself throughout his childhood.
Oh, shit.
I don't know what's wrong with my son. He's just, you know, and I'm like, I know, Mrs. O'Neill. And we have this big screaming match in my office.
This is what I'm saying.
I thought he was going to throw me out the window.
Throw me out the window.
He's literally hovering over me.
It'll last a minute, by the way.
A giant bear hovering over me. I think he's going to throw me out my window.
You're like Dangerous Minds, like a teacher in Dangerous Minds.
Colin turned me into angry black guy.
Yeah.
You should have seen this son of a bitch. He had me hovering against my window. I'm like, we're screaming at each other. He's got me against the window. He's literally about to choice me out of
in
my window.
Office, like Marcellus with Wallace mother, with Tony Rocky
in the office. No, his mother was great. His
like
mother.
No, but I mean, that's his the one you mean.
Like Suge. A Suge Knight situation.
It was like a Suge Knight situation. It was like Suge Knight. That's exactly what it was like. It was like Suge Knight. But here's the problem with, and let me just say this about Patrice. As much as I love Patrice and feel like he's this brilliant, you know, amazing, talented, unique, distinctive guy, he still sees me like just another member of the white society that he despises because he can't see me as Colin Quinn. All he sees is a white, and here's how I know. Because he'd be
white,
like,
by the way,
in the middle of, like, you know, tough crowd, he'd try to put me, he thinks, he doesn't understand I'm a comedian too. I'm fucked up too. He thinks I'm like a white guy that has my shit together. He's like, we should go on tour. I'm like, what do you mean? Tour. Yeah, you don't just snap. I'm not your agent. I don't set up a fucking tour.
That's not
I don't just sit there, Mr. Efficiency.
That's not me.
Yes, it was him.
I never did.
He wanted to go on tour.
That shit. I don't want to go on tour.
I might as well be a clerk at the Department of Social Services. That's how he fucking looks at me.
Let me tell you, this is a collective of...
My benefits didn't come through.
Where
are my benefits?
This was an entire farce to say shitty little jazz. He's full of shit. He had these idiots on the phone with bated breath. All he wanted to do is do a couple of black guy impressions. That's
but
what
it's
I
true.
Said. I'm not fucking falling for this shit.
Don't try to dismiss this as some hacky black impression.
No.
I'm talking about a structural problem in America where black people think white people are like part of this system. They can't look at us as individuals.
Ever.
You say we.
That's not me.
Maybe it's you that thinks we're the invisible man.
That's not me.
A book you've never read.
I don't think of Colin as that.
Holy shit.
Colin somehow still. This is Colin. As all these compliments he gave me. He still thinks somehow I don't know nothing as a nigga. Like, it's just that.
Well, no, that's not that you don't know nothing. It's that you can't see a white person without seeing, like, a counter and a couple of computers in the back and some guy in the back office.
And he doesn't believe this.
And an Indian in the back office on a computer not giving you whatever.
He doesn't believe this. And I'll tell you something. Let me tell you what this boils down to.
Yes, Patrice.
Racist.
Other than racism.
Yeah.
Because there's a white arrogance there.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Planet of the Apes. White people have an arrogance they can't stop.
Which one? The original, the second one, or the new one?
And real quick, the arrogant part of Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Yes.
Was the ending when James Franco told that monkey that fought for his freedom,
right,
you are now free.
Yeah,
really?
It's like,
according to who, Cracker? I just fought for this.
He could have fucking broke his neck right there and said, fuck you.
Neck.
I'm free
but
regardless.
This is why niggas is mad.
That is stupid.
But Colin, he doesn't want to say what it actually is. He's a curmudgeon. He's a mean guy. He breaks people down.
Mean guy.
This is his crusty outside. He's just like a black woman, hard on the outside, but you get to the middle,
it's
love. He's like a black maid. So he's like the white Nell Carter. He goes, and you get down to something. Colin was. He was vulnerable. He knows how to express this, but his emotions got there. He was vulnerable at the time. And let me tell you something, my point of view. I fucking love that fucking show.
Yeah.
And the teasing was, it's like if you guys got canceled and we was like, fuck it. Let's do it from my house.
Yeah.
Get some mics, motherfucker. As if to go, I don't give a fuck. Whether you do radio or not, man, we're friends.
Yeah.
So this show, I didn't think of it on that part. That's my fault. Is that, fuck it, it's great. Let's fucking, who gives a fuck? We boys. So it was, that's, my energy was, who gives a shit about this and that? We fucking went about money. But I love that fucking show. I love the other show. I love Colin. That it was love.
You could tell. I could feel the love.
Yeah. I know, man. It's
this
all,
never went away.
It's yeah, but yeah. It's
we
it's,
might have to get Patrice's mom on the phone
this
again.
This lingered.
For another sit down, right?
But it never ended like we both, because Colin just goes, he just wouldn't let me apologize. He wouldn't let me say, man, I'm sorry for, here's the thing he wanted me to do. I'm sorry for what I did. But I said, look, man, I'm sorry for how you took it. I can't go sorry for what I did.
That says it all right there.
I'm sorry you were hurt.
Is there anything more disingenuous than anybody going, I'm sorry for how you took it. I obviously wasn't wrong. I'm sorry that you're twisted how you took it. Yeah. You're a phony white motherfucker for saying that. You talking about white people? I'm sorry how you took it.
No, I'm
you
sorry
phony
for how, put it this way.
Fucking,
I'm sorry for how made you feel.
Yeah.
Is that unreasonable?
No, you goddamn passive-aggressive white bastard.
I am the worst fucking... I can't judge this situation because I don't know that Colin that you know. I see this Colin.
Yes!
I don't
this
know
is all
this,
there is! He's making up some...
I don't know this creamy center of Colin. I just know...
Oh,
this.
I thought he was saying... I thought Anthony was like, no, I know you as a great guy. And so he's like, I know this cop.
No, he doesn't know you.
I think
as
he's on Patrice's side.
That could be hurt.
Right. I don't know Colin as a guy that could be hurt, especially by people like having fun. I don't know that.
Colin is very...
Colin's hard
to
read.
Colin is sensitive more than
I
you
didn't
think.
Know you were that sensitive.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
There's been a couple... This time,
I'm sorry you're sensitive.
This time's where...
Oh, no. Now we're going to have to get your mom involved, too, Eric.
You'll do something to Colin sometimes and not realize you did it, because he can be hard to read where you don't know. Like, I think if I hurt somebody, I usually know it, but like this time it happened with me and you, and I didn't know I
now,
had...
Now, what happened with Jimmy? Let me
I
hear
really
that.
Didn't know.
Let me hear which
he,
one
he,
this
before,
is.
But I'm just saying, before, just... That's what I'm saying. Colin doesn't, and he's a prodigy when it comes to sizing people up quickly.
Yeah.
And so you are always on the defensive with Colin. So who knows when he's fucking hurt?
What could you have possibly said, though, that hurt him in that situation where you're at the cellar
nothing.
And you're just going
it
back
just
and forth?
Was, he just was hurt, but he wouldn't say, he would not submit to the fact that he can be sensitive and insecure and hurt at a time, and I heard him and didn't fucking know it.
I had to think. Hold on, I had to think. Me and you were sitting there. It was a silly thing. When we were busting each other's balls about something. I was on my phone. And Colin was, I think, talking about a situation with work, like a stand-up thing that kind of bothered him. And I think he felt like
you weren't taking it seriously because you're multitasking,
just being an asshole. But I think he thought that I was really disregarding what he was saying or not caring about
you
something.
Were.
But in the way we interacted,
yes, you were.
But I didn't realize it was bothering you. Like the
that's
same
one of the
way,
worst things you could do.
No. But like in the way that we don't care about each other. Like if I knew something really bothered him, like he was really being affected by it, I would have taken it differently.
Yeah.
But I remember not knowing at the time.
Could you see Kirk on the communicator while Spock's dying in that glass room?
No.
But he's telling a sincere fucking
but then
speech.
I asked Colin, do you want to ride home that night? And he was like, no. And he just kind of left.
Oh, shit.
And a couple of times I saw him after that. We didn't really talk. And I asked him one time on the street, like, are you pissed off? Like, I didn't know he was pissed off at me. And he told me he was, and he thought that was fucked up. But I said I was sorry. I'm like, I didn't realize that you took it
I'm sorry that you got upset.
No, but I said I was sorry. That. I didn't know.
I love the apology now. I'm sorry you were hurt.
Let me say real quick, Anthony.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
all submit. We had this bizarro world rat pack that we all of us, man, not saying this in an arrogant way, we all submitted to Colin as the Frank Sinatra. We submitted to, we love Colin as our leader, dude. That's what we looked at
I
him
never
as.
Doubted that. It was obvious.
Yeah. It just, we just weren't like that.
And
we
that's not,
never...
and it's not just because he's like a lot older.
Than everybody else.
But you guys bust my two cents. You guys bust balls so much. I never know.
There's collateral damage.
I
once
never
in a
know
while.
When you guys are serious.
You don't realize.
You know what's coming through now. Never... Shut the fuck up, Sammy Davis Jr.
And I can't see out of one eye, by the way.
Yeah, and if the hotel didn't let you stay in it, I'd still stay there.
After all these years, I don't know that you guys take anything seriously.
Once in a
so
while
then when
do.
It does that's, happen,
that
you
is,
get really confused.
Yes. This has turned into an intervention.
Because I don't know.
I'm very happy about it.
I didn't know.
But you guys are all the same
all of
when
this
it comes to this.
All of this would be legitimate.
But I was at the table with a bunch of other comedians. They're the ones that go, wow, this is way out of fucking line.
Oh, not me. That's what I'm trying to say. We worked that table every day for fucking years.
Exactly.
This motherfucker's made.
How did it get over a line? Like, where's the fucking line?
Exactly.
When Wanda says something and Manny says something. Because Manny only. No, Manny died, so this is no disrespect to Manny, but this is the story. Manny. Let me tell you.
Is this his boring ass teeth story again?
Colin.
People are bored by that story. It was 8 years ago.
Colin, listen. Colin is the one that kind of brought me in to the group. Mm-hmm. They didn't like me at the cellar. Colin saw we the same motherfucker. And Colin brought me into
I'm like
that.
You. Me and you were the same.
Colin I wasn't a part of that. I never was a part of that whole shit. Colin brought me into that shit. So they kind of was like
But we're the same. How did I get in if we're the same? How did I get in with them if we're exactly the same?
You're white.
Because I'm white.
And somehow,
yeah.
Colin's evil, people like.
Right.
They don't like Nick's evil. Nick makes people go, Colin is some kind of sweet old, he's Archie Bunker, somehow. Mm. People kind of tickle. Hey,
see,
Colin,
this guy
I'm
doesn't understand.
You. No, I see you.
I do understand.
You and Nick, I see, as two completely different types of people.
Exactly.
Nick's mean makes people go, I'm really afraid of Nick.
But I don't see Colin as being as mean as Nick.
No, Colin's mean. He has devised a way to be a mean guy. Right.
That's what I spent my whole life doing.
Trying to treachery.
I've been exactly.
That's why this is the most. He's full of shit.
This is really horrendous. This has gone from bad to worse.
You're saying he's as mean as Nick DiPaolo?
He's sitting there with his fucking.
He's almost.
Michael Jordan fucking mustache. Shave that fucking horrible mustache. That's the first thing I want to say.
Nick, he's good.
He looks like a fucking Newark Riot fucking passerby from the 60s. And you're letting him talk.
Hold on. Look at that mustache. Now, it's possible.
When I was a little kid, he used a pork pie hat.
I'm letting you know right now I'm hurt.
That's awful.
This is mean and it's hurtful. And I'm not dealing well
with this.
We're getting
things done here today. This is good. We're patching shit up, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
It's horrible.
I just don't know how you guys would be sitting at a table. I don't know what you guys could possibly say that would hurt him.
Let's be honest. Even on Tough Crowd, Frank Sinatra, you think everybody in the Rat Pack said they're going, Frank Sinatra, shut up. Your legs stink. Shut up. We're running the show. And I just sit there and take it because that's how it is.
Right. Yeah.
But you can't tease each other as much as we have over the years and not occasionally get hurt.
Step feelings.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's
He's
part
got
of
his
what
feelings
do.
Hurt. He's got his feelings hurt. I got my hair. Everybody does.
I would think the other way around, like you do it so much that no one would take it seriously.
Everybody hit the Achilles without meaning to.
But then everybody one time, all of a sudden, it's real.
Yeah.
That's got to be confusing in
their
circle.
It is a little confusing.
It has to be.
It is, but I don't know, like, that I'm the fucking focal. Everybody gets offended all the fucking time, and I'm just, today's my day.
But you didn't say that. You didn't even say it like that.
So you guys still hate each other, obviously.
Oh, boy.
I don't like Colin.
What's
wrong with you?
Patrice O'Neill at Caroline's, by the way. Tonight through the weekend, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. That'll be a good show.
I don't think we have to sell that show.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Because they don't get bonuses on Saturday because the clubs don't give you any extra money.
If Saturday, they sell out on Saturday. Anyway.
They feel like they put in a fucking dancing.
So we need to sell out Friday so you get a little pocket money,
Friday,
right?
Sunday, come on out.
Let's go with Friday, then. Go tonight to see
I refuse. I refuse. This is at the end of the day. I refuse to let Colin make me feel bad because I know me. I did not mean to hurt Colin.
Yeah.
And I apologize for it.
I can't think.
He did apologize. He said, I'm sorry you took it that way.
Sometimes we hurt each other.
I don't think Patrice would purposefully.
I'm sorry
I don't think
how
Patrice
you
would purposefully.
So Patrice
hurt
was
you.
Obviously the downfall of Tough Crowd.
Oh, shit.
No, fucked up the whole chemistry.
Now you just fucking said something that
fucked
hurt
up the
Patrice.
Whole chemistry.
When you hurt each other.
Look, Colin is nodding.
You never mean to hurt. You never mean to hurt each other.
No,
but if I hurt somebody's feelings, it's always like I'm very rarely would go out of my way to hurt my chick's feelings. But sometimes I got to say sorry I did that, because it's like If I say, if I'm only chick? Sorry you took it that way, well, yeah, you know, I want it to sound cool in front of the guys.
He's got a fucking point there.
But no, he's right. I want it to sound kind of cool and manly, like in this discussion.
He is an insufferable prick.
This is what Colin does.
But you, no, you all do it. You guys are fucked up.
We all do it.
I'm sorry.
We're comedians. Like,
and then you are hurt.
And then we get our feelings
hurt. Hold on. In that circle, then you are hurt, and then you want to be brave enough to say, you hurt me with that, and then the guy will slam you back like, stop being a
faggot. It's funny to hear the two most emotional dead zeros I've ever met in my life arguing over who cried harder in terms of a human. Fucking faggots.
But then you're scared to bring it up because you're going to get slammed even harder.
Sure.
Like, your world is confusing. I'm glad this has come up. Yeah. I've never seen anything like it before in my life, that circle of you guys.
Of course, it's the same as any job.
But you think cops, tough
if a cop goes
so
to a
amazing,
dead body and goes, hey, that's horrible, the other cops are going to go, oh, come on, you fucking
I really, truly thought some nothing shit. Affected you guys. No you way. Never get your
that's
feelings
That's why
hurt.
Tough Crowd was the shit, because it was legitimate, motherfuckers, man. Right. That's what I say about, if you want, it was legitimate.
7 years later.
Fucking awful,
motherfuckers. 7 years later, Colin's still bringing up the leg comments. That hurt him.
The what?
The leg
about
comments when he would wear the shorts.
These guys weren't even bad. No, Patrice didn't even make fun of my legs, really.
Colin.
It was Norton and Little Kev. Little Kev goes, you look like a deer. Yeah, but the that's funny part, there was one time when Kevin Hart was on and Colin goes, now, hold on, guys, let me talk to Kevin in his native language.
That's awesome.
He was a bush person.
Colin, if a Tough Crowd came back today, would Patrice be on it?
Or, of course.
All right. See? So there you go.
That's all you need to know. Not even a second of consideration.
Well, because it still seems like a real thing here.
It's because we didn't do this. That's why. It's
well, you
it's
brought
long...
your, who brought the mom into the thing?
My mother was with me. That's all she just was one visiting. And she came up and we talked. And Colin, here's what that in the room. In the room, basically, it was.
The summit.
It was basically like, hey, you know, we. Do the show, and I'm like, yeah, and he got good, and it was basically just like,
oh no, Colin,
it was just
you really are deluded.
No, it was more, it wasn't even, we didn't
they
even,
came into the exactly no it's just like you said they walked in the room and I said kind of like humbly, hey, will you do the show,
do you see,
and he said yes,
no,
I was like,
that's not what
okay,
I'm saying,
thanks.
Man, fucking
that's
asshole.
What you just said. It's everybody hard. Heard you
listen,
say it,
man. Don't force me to be completely understandable right now.
Please.
I'm trying to remember this at the same... It's more or less, we never even said... We never ended it in the room. We ended it as just adult men who said, all right, let's end
all right, whatever.
And we ended it.
Let's
and I said, I would love to
beat
do
it down.
And he's like, I would love you to do it. That's what I'm saying.
Let me ask Jimmy, who's close to both of you. What's going on here?
Colin is at times more sensitive than you think he's going to be. And Patrice has a thing when he's teasing people. His thing is, look, you know me. We know each other. So if you get hurt in the meantime, I didn't mean to hurt you. You should know I'm just being me.
But that's hard to
read. Patrice is not good at saying I'm sorry for what I did. His thing is, I didn't realize I was hurting you, so I should be admonished or forgiven for it. And Colin's thing is, like, you know, he's a little bit easier hurt than people would think, and he doesn't tell you when he's hurt.
Norton.
But I'm telling you, that's what it is. But we're all the same way. I'm the same way, too. I've had the argument with Patrice, and I've had the fucking arguments with Colin. And when you behave that way with each other, you just, at times, throw a real punch, sometimes don't realize it was a real punch, and instead of saying, hey, man, I'm sorry I punched you, we say, hey, I'm sorry you didn't move your head out of the way of that punch.
Wait a
minute.
Okay.
That's all true. Like that. I don't say, I'm sorry you didn't move your head away. I go, I'm sorry.
All right,
I said,
you
I'm
know
sorry
what?
I was out of line.
I will say, Colin,
that's what I said.
Yeah, he is better at that.
True. This son of a bitch just said, and nobody, I want to replay him describing our summit. Because in both scenarios, it was him going, okay, I'll come back to the show.
Man,
it was me begging on press. Patrice, will you return?
If it came off like that, I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm saying
look at
that we
if
we
it came
never,
off like that.
We
if.
Didn't
see,
have,
he had to add the if.
Of course, Justin, I'm sorry.
He didn't add it. He said it first.
You got to make Colin's point.
This motherfucker is passive aggressive.
There's always an if. There's always
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
Oh,
we,
Lord. What are you sorry for? Your behavior?
We did we didn't have this conversation in that room. In that room, we didn't have this conversation. It didn't exhume itself. It was basically, he's like, I got over being mad enough at you to invite you to do this show because you are a part of the crew, but it's still that feeling like I'm still fuck you, Patrice. But I'm.
With that feeling was in your fucking head.
He was showing
me. I had you on the show as much as anybody, as much as I could.
No, I'm saying
all
in
I
that
did
room,
was tell anybody this guy's amazing.
Room, in that room, that's what I'm saying. In that room, it didn't. This didn't happen. There was no emotion. You gotta
what
understand.
What the fuck? We screamed for 45 minutes. What the fuck? We
in that
to
room?
Do? Yes.
No.
With you and your mom.
Dude, we didn't scream.
Half the people on my staff said, what was going on? We thought he was killing you in there.
No.
We were on screens all the time.
Colin sat
like
on the edge.
The bunker scene in that fucking Downfall.
He just doesn't like.
Colin sat on the edge. He sat on the edge of the table like Orson Welles. And he fucking sipped his coffee and took deep breaths. He's an asshole with his windowless office that he had.
Oh, all right.
But just listen to what a couple of fucking jerks arguing over 8 years ago. Who didn't say sorry first? He brings his mommy to a discussion with this fucking jack off. What a couple of creeps.
And how sad is it that you had an office without a window, Colin? I thought you were a big star. No window for Colin. Patrice would have hung you out that window by your ankles, so thank God you didn't have a fucking window.
There was never a time that... The only time, there was never a time even in the whole thing where I didn't love Colin. I love Colin.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Patrice.
That's it. That's all it is.
I don't doubt it.
What do we do now?
I'm still amazed that you can, I'm still just amazed you could even hurt each other a little bit.
You want to shug it out?
I would think it.
Shug it out?
I'm trying to think of a context where I would be, like, hurt. Aside from some things Otto said.
Wait, I'll tell you the time Patrice got mad at me. Because he thought on Tough Crowd, I had done something. I don't remember what it was, but you thought my motives for doing it were to make you look bad on the show. I was just being an ass.
Oh, my God.
No. But it was like we would tease each other on the show. Shut up, you idiot, that hack. But I did something. I don't even remember what it was. But he thought that I was really trying to make him look bad. And I was not. And I was like, you think I would really try to make you look bad on television? Like, we're friends. I wouldn't do that. But sometimes you do things to each other. And for whatever reason, something's lined up wrong where it comes off. Like, you meant it differently. Like, I don't remember what the instance was.
So, again...
But I think our favorite part of that was your reenactment of the show. Shut up, you hack!
Well, but I'm saying, we say mean shit to each other. We say mean shit to each other that comedians never like to say to each other on
TV. That's right.
And
nobody likes to say what we say to each other.
Well, they love it, but no one ever says that kind of stuff to each other. Comedians don't say that shit to each other. But I said done something that he just thought I was trying to make him look bad for real.
I like how many skirts the show pulled up. That's what I love. Wow. I just loved.
Hell fucking.
I loved this. This is what crowd. I fucking love about Tough Crowd. One of the discussions between us all the time, but the comics who would come on, and you would go, "This dude is for real," and this dude got his skirt pulled up. This guy is really a funny dude that does comedy. This guy is a fucking lame.
Writer. Is a writer.
A lame. And that's what I love.
Writer.
Exposing the fucking people who just weren't funny, dude.
And the fucking the door slam and the fucking...
That would
bother people? Ask him when he's on the road?
Here's why Norton is so funny. Because he would literally... He's not big. If a big guy, who's fucking muscular guy, slams a door on somebody's face, it's like an... Norton was small, these guys, and they would just be talking to him, and he'd just let the door go. And he'd be still in the middle of a sentence, and you'd see their face start to get fucking furious.
But that's hilarious.
As they realized, and suddenly the door slammed.
But I would hear the howls of laughter from him or Nick or Keith. And the one guy not laughing. But guys like Colbert, who's a funny, loved it. Certain comedians loved it, and other comedians
Greg Proops.
Who didn't like it?
Go ahead.
Jeff Garland got a little annoyed, but not too much.
Oh, that other guy. That other guy that does all those.
Hal Sparks got really mad at
him. Hal Sparks.
He got really pissed off.
Yeah, a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah,
it's a good test.
But wait a minute.
It's a good
Let's
test
not make this all about comedians. Because first of all, that's not what I love about the show, is trashing on the fucking comedians. What I like about the show is that we would fucking expose people trying to please the crowd. Like, there was no crowd pleasing allowed. Like, if somebody got up there and tried to say, well, I think that...
Oh, pontificating, yes.
Well, they just say a statement that's sort of mildly amusing, but, like, everybody has to agree.
Ugh. Yeah,
I mean, nobody's more... Clapping. This son of a bitch was like a fucking cleanser. He'd go, and then...
You kind of do that, Patrice.
And you go, what?
In pain.
And you go, what, Patrice? And then he fucking destroyed him for like 15
that's
minutes.
Right. Am I right? Am I right? Yeah.
But and also the fucking the beauty of something bombing, and not only would the other comedians not fake laugh, like, it had to. Yeah. I did one time, we had to submit our act threes, where my joke was something about a Pac-Man going waka waka waka, and Colin read it, knew it was going to bomb, and made them let me keep it.
Just let it go.
So I did it, and it got a fucking like a one, and Colin goes, oh, no, 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 no. Let him think about what he just said.
That's fucking brilliant.
See, that's brilliant, though.
I love that shit.
Yeah, we had fun.
You got to be brave to allow that shit
to
happen.
We had fun, man. God. Yeah. No applause. Yeah. I used to say, listen, look, stop applauding.
We do have to take a break, and Otto from Otto and George is outside to say hi. Want to say this. Tough Crowd Clips are all over YouTube.
Yeah.
There's probably a bunch of people out there
making money off
out.
Of those royalties and checks. Yeah, but rolling why not?
There's no reason that show can't be back on.
And why not
the
let the people see the chemistry, man? It was an amazing
dirt
fucking
cheap
show.
To make. Fucking dirt cheap to make.
Right.
Everybody, it wasn't about people like, oh, the comedians would just insult each other. It's like, you fucking dummy. It was about friends kind of fucking just taking each other apart and about the relationship between the comedians.
Why wouldn't you podcast that shit?
It was about
for
friends
while.
And laughter and enjoyment.
Why wouldn't you podcast it? Just for a while.
Do you honestly think, and I hate to leave on this note, I'm going to give up my seat to Otto.
Where are you going?
No. I got to go.
No, you don't. Where?
Where?
I got to.
No. Where?
People are going to think that you're mad again.
Stop with your workout.
I have a workout at 10.
Fucking idiot. Go at 10:30. You're the boss.
People, listen to me.
People are going
to
think
you're
mad.
You're not the boss when you work out. Those guys charge you.
Well, you tell them. 10:30.
Let me just say one thing. And I don't leave on an ugly
note. You're not leaving. Because they're going to think you're upset.
When is your gig? Where's Otto going to sit? Where's George going to sit?
On your lap.
But here's the other thing.
Anthony, you said something.
If you think, Opie, that I'm going to go out of my way for free to corral these cocksuckers to do a fucking Tough Crowd on a podcast,
fair
you're
enough.
Sadly mistaken.
Fair enough.
That was. I still watch fair those enough. Clips, though, and they're like the best of, the part one, two, and three. There was some fucking hilarious.
What's on YouTube, is that?
Yes.
All right.
But the monologues the were clips. Fucking great. Oh, right. The act threes were fucking fun.
It really
did anyone, did, before you go,
you should probably kill yourself.
We don't want you to go or anything, but before you do go, you will, yes. Did anybody say anything that was out of line here today?
Come on.
No, see, no, Colin, where you going?
I just fucked it up. Patrice at Caroline. Go tonight to see Patrice so he gets some pocket money. We'll be back with Otto.
The Opie and Anthony Show on Sirius XM.
Oh, got microphone.
One show Sunday.
But tonight is the night. We got to sell this shit out tonight so Patrice gets a little pocket money.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, they get bonuses, but I just like it to look good.
Yeah, it'll look good.
Yeah, of course.
You're a big star.
Ears, we all have egos. It's
the fame call?
Yeah.
Fame call yet, Patrice?
He's checking it right now.
Fame?
Oh, it rang.
People always want to know.
It rang. Hello,
it rang.
He said, what you doing? And I go, why? What's up? He goes, I might call you back.
Oh, okay. No, here's what happened. Fame called, and Patrice went, what? And hung up on it.
Or it was an unrecognizable number, and I go, hello? Yeah, is Patrice here? Who's this?
Who's this?
It's Fame. What? I was just checking to see if you was busy.
Yeah,
No, I'm not busy. And he goes, all right, we're going to get back to you. Just peek at the phone. Keep the eye out.
Are you willing to play the game a little bit with these people?
I tried. Something happened. I was doing radio, and we were talking about YouTube and the top YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy said, well, what would happen if the top YouTube video is the guy dancing, the evolution of Danny Morrison?
Yeah.
Well, it's up there.
It's huge. It used to be number one forever, but not anymore.
And it was like, would you do that if you could get 150 million people to watch it? And I said I would start crying because I know I wouldn't. Like I would start to cry at the opportunity that I wouldn't take.
Yeah,
like, but
yeah.
Not just it. I want to badly. I'm trying. I'm getting better.
But I'm trying real hard.
Here's why I fuck up real bad. Now I'm only down to fucking up on this show.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That means we're not gonna see you.
That's not bad.
But no,
you might have to turn your back on us.
Somebody's gonna force me to say no. A publicist.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm gonna go. Nah, those are my boys.
That's not the direction you want to. We want
to
go in.
I'm gonna at least stay that. But the roast gave me a chance to
shut up.
I know, right?
Hi, Otto. Hi, Otto.
The
right, Otto.
Saying what we're all thinking.
Gave me a chance to do me in that in a platform that was a little different from everybody, and I got to do a little bit of how I might be. So that might help. But I think Fame might call in about 6 months to a year.
Okay. So, Otto, wait, are you saying that you're not interested in the mea culpa? You don't want to hear it?
Mea culpa?
Just leave me hanging.
That means I'm guilty, right? In Latin?
No, it's, yes, kind of, Patrice's mea culpa is him.
No, he was telling fucking Anthony to shut up when he sneezed. Why are you so mean?
I think he's telling Patrice to shut up.
Oh, you're telling Patrice to shut up.
No, no, I sneezed. Oh.
Did you think
no,
you thought that? No.
When,
think,
so
when somebody sneezes on a bus,
I go, shut up.
And then the next time they sneeze, I go, you're ruining everything.
You're
ruining everything. I find Otto
I thought Otto was saying,
to Patrice, yeah. Otto, you thought was the nicest guy? Are you ever got a message from him?
Just don't let him have a few my friend, a few pops before he gets
my
on
friend
the phone.
Kevin Bacco told a great story about you. He was a cameraman on a show that you did, I think, with Dave Attell. It was one of those Comedy Central things, and he said you were sitting down between shooting, and this like the head of Comedy Central came down, and you read him the riot act about why he canceled Tough Crowd, and you were giving him shit like, have you ever made anybody laugh? Have you ever fucking stood in front of an audience and made a person laugh in your life? And then it's like, the only reason you canceled Tough Crowd is because you couldn't control him, and you just fucking belittled this guy. Wow. And you were like,
don't say the head of it. That's Doug Herzog. I get a little slavey.
This is a long time ago.
I never said that to Doug Herzog.
It was probably a long time ago.
It was probably some fucking douche who was
a powerful
minion.
Some underling.
Because I was probably hurt. But, I was really hurt about
it. But you were heroic to the way Kevin told that story.
Let's find out who it was, though. It could have just been an intern.
Yeah.
It was some underling.
Colin needed to hear this before he left here all
set. That was good, though.
I stopped attacking comics. Mm-hmm. I stopped a lot of stuff. I leave comics alone. Mm. I leave people that I don't know alone.
Mm.
It saddens me a little bit.
Yeah, you're growing up, I think.
Yeah, but it makes it less juvenile, which was what's making it really fun. And there's no more, shut it up, or screaming out my car window. It's just like, but when I come here, like, here's why I fuck up on this show. I tell stories and I say the name. That's why I still fuck up. Like, I'll just go,
I name names.
Yeah, I'll just go with this guy. Yeah. And I should go, well, we're nameless. I should be more political. I'm trying, though. But how bad can you go? I mean, what is it going to, what? Come on, man.
You want a little fame, though. Play the game a little bit.
More people need to see you.
He's playing.
All right. More people need to see you.
Yeah, I don't think
that's a compliment. Jesus.
No way.
Yeah.
You got a little bit.
Yeah.
You really do, unfortunately.
Play the game. Play the game, buddy.
Yeah. There's certain politics involved with it. You have to.
Do you play on them?
Well, not really. I'm not good at that at all. I'm not good at that at all. I mean, not really. I mean, I try to be honest.
What is your issue, you think? Meaning, what you think you could change in terms of how you approach the business? If you could go back, because probably might be too...
It's too late.
Well, You paused there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I was trying to be political. So it made it awkward. Where I go...
It was a weird pause
after
two.
Because Otto kind of was saying, I don't play the game.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you could play, what would you adjust about yourself that you would go, I'm gonna do this where I didn't do it?
You mean if I could go back in time or from here forward?
Back in time, all the way up to here forward and on. Like,
I probably would have tried to go to L.A. when I was a lot younger and a little more photogenic. Maybe tried working clean so I can, maybe could add some of that Jeff Dunham cash. That would be all right.
Does that sicken you?
Yeah, people always try and get my, like, fuck Jeff Dunham. I go, no, he's the top guy in my field. He's not what I do, but he's the top guy, man. I can't say anything bad about him. He's a very talented guy. He's just not what I do,
Yeah, yeah.
I serve a purpose.
We absolutely liked him when he came in here. I didn't think we were going to like him.
He's not a cornball.
Man. Not at all.
No, not at all.
He's not a cornball.
He's very edgy.
I used to work at the Comedy Connection in Boston.
Yeah.
And one night, he cursed out the club owner with the puppet, right? With the old man, like the douchebag, right? And he goes, hey, guys, to the audience.
hey, guys, let's just play a game called Raise Your Hand and Let's Count. Right? So somebody would go one, two, the crowd, three, till the whole crowd got to 325.
Jesus.
And he goes, I want my fucking bonus. Because they try to play him out. He's a fucking, I couldn't stop laughing. He's not a corny guy, dude. No, you know.
I didn't get that impression.
The other thing is when I do radio, I tend to like go long periods without saying anything. And I know that the object of radio is to just talk and be a chatterbox continually, you know, and I'm always trying to think of the gem to throw out, so I'm a pretty shitty guest. I mean, there have been times when I sat here like a fucking statue for an hour trying to think of something funny instead of just throwing something, anything out there to fill up the time and make their job easier, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're killing the show, Otto.
Yeah.
You're just killing a different way, that's all.
Oh, thank you.
Otto's got, of course, his web show, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to that Comic-Con thing today to get some footage.
Yeah, he's going to Comic-Con, get some footage over
Jimmy,
there.
Are you going too?
Fucking freaks.
Are you going today or tomorrow?
Well, Chip does interviews, so he'll be doing some interviews
today.
At
Chip at TV.
Oh, cool.
Jesus.
How many times a year does Comic Con happen?
Happens in different places.
Yeah, San
Diego once a year.
One here in New York once a year.
Yeah, it seems like I just
Karachi
heard
they're starting.
Yeah.
And one in Jersey too. So we get Jersey, New York once a year each, right?
Like, what could I expect to meet? Like
weirdos,
really hot chicks.
Hot chicks?
No.
sometimes there's hot chicks dressed like in those fucking
sci-fi
like space
horror B actors stuff.
Yeah,
like
a lot of B movie actors.
Oh,
they'll play like, bees or something.
Jesus Christ!
I love that.
Fuck,
just getting warmed up.
Fucking great.
Where is it at, the Javits Center?
Yeah, the Javits Center. I got press passes and everything. I can film. I got a hot chick coming with me.
Oh wow,
dressed
you got press passes and everything.
Oh. Yeah, one of the piglets.
Oh nice.
Yeah.
Access.
Is what it is that access? George, with George or no?
Yeah, I'm going to have to schlep that fucking prop around all day, man.
Yeah.
I wish I was just a stand-up. Something. It's such a pain in the ass.
He's not the guy from Magic.
Yeah.
He's like, it's not his alter ego. It's
where it's got to be around. He doesn't know what to do. He's just like, stay in the box. Leave me alone.
Fuck you.
I don't know. We've seen some weird things with George over the years, reading newspapers and shit.
But that's a while ago.
And
so.
I don't even know if Otto was doing that for us. Or...
Oh, yeah, I do it to create the illusion, you know.
It's hilarious.
Yeah,
okay.
I like people to think there's a subtext. The tortured ventriloquist,
that
kind of thing.
Because that one day you were just talking to us, and as we're talking to you, George was reading the newspaper.
We didn't know you that
and
well
you
either.
You didn't even acknowledge it or anything.
Oh,
and it was the weirdest thing.
I got
it's
Anthony's
like,
attention. We're both looking
so
at
so
you like,
funny.
He's fucking his head. His head's going back and forth. He's moving the pages, and you're just talking like nothing about the newspaper or anything.
No,
it was so fucking funny though.
It was classic.
Otto was sexy as a boy too. I suppose.
Oh, really?
Very, very. Molestable.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
He was a pretty boy, man.
I want to know how many times that fucking puppet got put down in the basement by an older man as he forced your young pants off. How many times did George on his side just witness you being raped?
Oh, shit.
Six?
Those eyes just stuck open as he's looking sideways.
I saw some old George Bridges, man. I mean, and he's been... Otto, he's been doing it.
Yeah,
since he was a kid. Your whole life, right? Like,
yeah, since about 14.
Shit,
yeah.
Man.
Jesus.
So have you ever done stand up without it?
No. Aren't there enough stand ups? No, I mean, plus.
No, you said you get sick of it sometimes, so I'm wondering if.
Sick of carrying the equipment, schlepping that. You know, like after a set, it'd be nice to just, you know, go out to dinner with my friends instead of gotta, you know, bring a fucking trunk into a restaurant. It's embarrassing, you know?
But you don't never just leave them there in the office?
At the club? Yeah, if I know the club owner and they promise to lock it up. But I still don't feel right because I know they're going to take it out and go, quack, quack, and then drop the head, and then that's $10,000 in repairs.
Why don't you put a lock on it? On the case that you can use
I threw the lock away because they snap it open at the airport. They have to have access to the trunk at the airport, and they just fucking broke the lock on me. You know, so I had to get
it. Oh, and you check your bag and lock it. Yeah,
not trying to be funny.
Yeah.
But isn't George small enough to just put in a carry-on
well,
or a fucking knapsack?
I could take the head
off
and just carry that on, because the head is really the expensive part. But then, you know, fucking it's a Joe Pesci movie at that point. I'd rather just insure it and hope that it arrives wherever I'm working.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if your bag gets lost, then what do you do?
Has that ever happened?
Yeah. Coming back from Canada, they fucked up and they mailed it somewhere else. So I had to stay overnight in Cleveland, and it was a nightmare.
But never for a show, though.
No, never. That never happened so far. But
what'd you do?
What did I do?
What would you do if the puppet didn't
grab
come?
Grab a sock.
Yeah.
Fucking hide my hotel room and get the next flight home. I couldn't do anything.
I don't know.
Yeah, I go do Jay Moore's act. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So when is the show premiere?
They still didn't give me a fucking air date. I got cards. This is the information for the pig roast.
Throw them around.
Can I see it?
Two diamonds. Ace of clubs.
Ace of spades.
Let them know who did this.
Can we stop throwing these cards badly?
Just give me one.
Fling it.
Can we see it now?
Sorry.
Some of it?
Yeah, you can see a trailer. But
yeah, the trailer looks
sometime
great.
Sometime in November.
Is this Smashbox TV?
I had,
Pigroast.tv.
Yeah. I had on Jimmy McMullen twice. The rent's too damn high. He's a great guest.
Oh, yeah, he's a fucking lunatic.
I had Jimmy on.
We had him on.
Pigroast.tv.
What's the concept?
What's the theme of the show?
It's like Jay Leno, except you can curse. I do sketches. We have hot chicks dancing, like really hot chicks dancing. We got a band. And then we're doing some, like we're doing a, Monday we're shooting this spoof of To Catch a Predator. So that's going to be a quick, like 5 minute
Have y'all had
sketch.
That son of a bitch on since he got caught cheating?
Oh yeah, right?
Nah, we haven't had him on in a while though. Yeah. It was before that. We haven't even had him on, yeah.
I love that piece of shit.
He got caught.
It ain't like he got caught touching kids, but still.
Nah.
He's a fucking self-righteous ass.
A bit hypocritical.
You know, if he was doing a show on cheating.
Child rapist.
Yeah. He just got caught cheating on his wife.
Right, and yeah. So that's the thing, but he's just, what a, you know, you're just a catching motherfucker. Yeah. He's a catching you doing stuff guy.
Yeah, catching you doing it, right.
Yeah.
And he got caught.
He got caught.
I love the way you took McFarlane down a peg. I watched your set like four times. I thought it was brilliant.
Thank you, man.
Oh, man, it was great. It was so fucking funny. It was great. It was like, it seemed like you had shit prepared, and then you just went off. It was great. And that Jezelneck, I'm not even going to learn your stupid fucking name. I'm done learning goofy fucking names because of this funky ass fucking business. I'm not going to learn. It was fucking great. No straight man writes that many show tunes. He was so.
Oh yeah, that's
it
right.
Was great. And you need a hammer, a barbara to beat the shit out of you. That was brilliant.
You don't have a barbara.
That was brilliant.
You don't have a barbara.
That was brilliant.
You got no barbara.
Oh man,
smack you out of your fucking.
That was.
He got an
fucking,
album out now. Jesus,
that was,
Seth,
that was great, man.
Enough of you.
That was great.
More Stewie.
Yeah. That was funny as shit, man.
Thank you.
I watched that a dozen times. Just your set. Everybody else sucked. But I had to watch what Shatner said because I didn't understand why you called him a racist old white man. So I had to watch his segment just to see what he had said. That was great. What
did he say again? I forget.
Projects. He just used projects and me,
right.
My family.
Oh, great. Jesus Christ.
Some keywords.
Nothing too hard for
him. He's old school.
Yeah,
he's old school.
He was tremendous.
He was in here last week. He's great.
Yeah, man.
He was tremendous. He was so good, I thought. And I just, you know.
What about Tyson? Does he still look like he can, like, kill everybody in the room if he had to?
Dude. It's something. He's not a decrepit old dude. He's like an 80-year-old beast.
Yeah.
That just he still looks. He's for real. He just looks like
he's not even that old.
20
I was asking about Tyson.
Easy, huh?
No, yeah, I was asking about the Mike, like Mike Tyson. Does he still look like very dangerous or
Tyson is a look. Tyson is I don't agree with when people call anybody who fights for a living a bully. He's not a bully in the ring.
He's a fighter.
But I think he's street, and I think he's a thug.
Dangerous.
Yeah. I think he's a thug. Not in a white judging way, but truly was a street guy.
Yeah.
Because I told he sized me up. He just saw my size.
Oh, yeah.
Saw I was black
And
oh, that's right. You said something like he was checking out how sturdy you were.
He was checking
right.
my base.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
To see how easy it would be to just where he would punch me and I would fold up.
He just has to know.
He
has to know everyone
himself.
In the room, and especially a big black guy.
Yeah.
He's got to know that he.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Where he stands.
It was natural. And that's what you do. That's just what you do when you. You size people up and that and that's
could you imagine being punched by him in his prime in the face God.
Even now
now
when he's 90 in a wheelchair
that big meat fist just going into
his face. I mean he's a much I don't know how nice he was or anything I don't know him, but he's a much easier he's a lot more fun loving
mellowed with age
I
think.
He just makes people fun loving you know?
You wouldn't even feel it if he literally you'd probably your lights would just go out if he hit you square in the jaw you'd just go out
yeah.
At night,
and it wouldn't be about boxing. I think if you grabbed him, he would flip you over. I think he Mike Tyson could probably just fight.
Not even have to punch you. He could just,
not even just like he's going to sit there and box you. Like you try to grab him and he'll know how to fucking flip you and kick you.
Right.
Like, Mike Tyson will whoop your
style
ass.
And technique.
Yeah. You know,
unless you know how to wrestle.
Kenny, we're getting out of here.
We're going to start a weekend.
What time are you going to the ComCan? Right away. ComCan? What's it called?
Comical Con. Comical Con.
Comical
Con, yeah.
Comical Con? Okay.
Comical Con.
I have October 20-22, Pittsburgh Improv. November 3-5, Stress Factory, New Brunswick for me. And November 11-12, I'll be in Long Island at the Brokerage Comedy Club.
Are you getting your bonuses in Pittsburgh?
I don't know. I've never had a situation with them. Why?
No. I'm saying, are you hitting bonus?
I don't. I won't even know until I'm there. I have no idea.
Can I say the name of my pig roast again?
Yes.
www.pigroast.tv on Bashbox TV.
And the trailer looks great. Right?
Coming in November. Thank you.
Looks great.
Thank you.
Oh yeah.
Is this big time? Great. Is fame calling Otto?
It's internet. I don't know. It could go big. I'm hoping.
Otto, a little of this.
I'm what?
A little of this.
So far, I haven't made a nickel. This is a work of love, but I'm 25% owner of the show. So if it makes any money, we'll see. We'll see.
Internet's the wave of the future, my friend.
I hope so, man.
I think it is.
I'm old and liable to give out.
Fuck waiting these guys to call you. Yeah. Do it yourself.
It's
see
one
what
of
happens.
Those things. It's just...
Oh, we're going to try the Johnny Ola murder on Big A. Because you know how they do the Mythbusters? It doesn't look like you could snap somebody's neck with a wooden hanger. That fucking bottom part is pretty frail.
Yeah,
so I'm going to try and murder Big A on the next show.
Johnny Ola?
Yeah. I'm going to see if that'll work.
Otto's a huge fan of Big A.
Johnny Ola was killed with the hanger, or he killed somebody.
He was killed with it.
It was the bodyguard, the old man bodyguard.
The guy that didn't
have a name.
Was
it Rocco Lampone or no?
Yeah. The bodyguard? I don't remember, but when they told Michael, your bodyguard is dead, he had no reaction. He just went, so what'd you get my kid for Christmas? It's like, no feeling.
I'm glad I'm here with movie aficionados.
Yes.
Here's a quick, before you go, 5 minutes left.
Yeah.
Godfather question.
Yeah.
Original Godfather.
Okay.
How did, and I'm, this is not a quiz, but how did the father, Don Corleone.
Don Corleone.
How did he know after that meeting when he said, I did not know to this day that it was Barzini? How did he know? What happened in the meeting for him to know that it was Barzini the whole time? I knew he said it and he figured it out, but what instance happened for you to go back and go, oh, this is what happened for him to know?
That was probably the one question everyone fucking
I think it was
has.
Him, the way Barzini manipulated the meeting and ran the meeting and made it happen. I think what Barzini, he was just a smart guy.
And
Don
he was
Corleone,
too agreeable.
And he was
too agreeable.
He was too agreeable.
And he said a refusal is not the act of a friend.
Yeah.
If he has them, he must share them.
Yeah,
and I think that was probably it. It was probably that subtle way he led that meeting and got Don Corleone to concede his point that he had been fighting with Tatalia about, and I think that's what
he
knew.
So it was never a moment. It just was an overall theme.
It was a
mobster hunch
that
he
a smart
knew
guy.
From, you know, growing up. Watch The Godfather 2.
And plus,
he gets charged for such
services.
You just on a maybe that you're
on
did
a maybe,
something.
Right.
You know, better.
I didn't know till this day,
Well, I kind of know. Fuck him anyway.
Yeah, he didn't pass the ketchup that one time, so fuck you.
Why, take a chance?
But he said he goes, he could charge for these services. We're not communists. I think just the way he led it and made it happen tipped him off.
Yeah. All right, good enough. That helps me to watch it again.
Yeah. And wanted the drugs done. I think it also said that Barzini wanted the drugs sold.
Yeah.
Because I think
some real greaseball shit.
He might have thought that Barzini would side with him on no drugs.
Right.
But when Barzini said that, that indicated that he was on the side of the drugs being sold.
Yeah.
But didn't they kill everybody anyway? They wound up killing everybody, right?
Michael did. And he knew he could make that swear that oath. Michael would do it. He knew Michael would do it.
Yeah, Don Corleone didn't have
even
to
even Stracci, who I have no idea who the fuck that was.
Stracci, when he tells him, Stracci.
Who's that?
What?
Like me, I thought he was all itchy and stuff.
Stracci. Who the fuck is Stracci?
I bet Stracci's going through the names and he hears Stracci. You're like, who?
Yeah.
Who the fuck was Stracci?
Yeah, he probably killed him when it was his head or something, right?
So it was no definitive thing that happened then?
No.
No, I don't think there was one moment where it wasn't such a blatant thing. I think it would have been corny if it was this blatant, where he looked and curled his mustache and his fingers.
Well, he had his fingers crossed when he went, the pieces.
When Michael found out Fredo did it, it was kind of a moment of dun-dun, like, that happened.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, shit. Like, it was like, he fucked up, he lied. So I thought it was like maybe a moment there where
Johnny
Ola
took me here. Oh, Johnny Ola showed me.
What an asshole Fredo is.
Yeah.
No, we never met. And then like 5 minutes later, me and Johnny Ola.
Yeah, Johnny comes here all the time. Yeah. What an idiot.
Fucking dummy beluga whale far-headed fuck.
Then Michael kissed him. I was like, what, he's still getting fresh?
All right. It's fucking Friday. I ain't putting up with this shit.
Hey, Patrice is going to be at Caroline tonight. Let's all go and check out Patrice, all right? And Otto, thank you.
Thank you. Guys. Absolutely.
The pig roast is going to do very well for you.
Oh, but I'm going to call you and not get you not pick up and not have to call me.
I fucking explain myself.
Explain yourself.
The fuck? We handled that off air.
Why don't you just say sorry?
Look, I'm sorry you get upset when I don't pick up the phone.
Thank you. Why don't you just say sorry? Why don't you just say sorry?
Patrice at Caroline's tonight. See you guys Monday.
Thank you.